Blog Talk Radio.
The views expressed on AM360 by the host, hostesses, or guests are their own, and not necessarily the position of AM360 or the parent corporation, the community-wide Share Conference, CWSC Incorporated. AM360 content is intended as a community service and is not designed to provide specific and personal medical, financial, or legal counsel or other professional advice, and no liability shall extend to the host or hostesses of AM360 or CWSC. We encourage you to consult an advisor for your specific circumstances.
Draws on Adin and Amta Alehim, Wairil Magdubi Alehim Walid Dolin. Amen. With God's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the praise belongs to God, the Lord of all systems of knowledge. The merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, the sole judge on the day of judgment. We worship you only and we turn to you and beg your assistance. Guide us on the straight way, the way of those whom you bestowed your blessings, not those who incur your wrath, nor those who go astray. Amen.
Amen. Thank you so much, Imam Omar, and welcome everyone to Study Our Dawn. It is so good to see you all. With Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, I openly bear witness that there is but one God, the one and only creator of the heavens and the earth, the Lord of all systems of knowledge, whom we properly call Allah. I accept all of Allah's prophets and believe that Prophet Muhammad, peace and blessings be upon him, is a mercy to mankind and the seal of the prophethood. Again, assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Al-Islam. It's always good to see everyone in attendance. Before we bring on our presenter for today, I just wanted to make a quick announcement and reminder. We will be having our New Year's Eve community prayer on Saturday, December the 31st, from 10 p.m. until 12 a.m. So we'll be bringing in the new year together once again. This is a signature of Study Al-Islam. We'll have prayers from various people in the community. And we want you all there. We want you all there. You can check out the newsletter to connect with the Zoom link or the phone number so that we can all be in attendance together New Year's Eve to bring in the new year. And with that, I'm going to bring on our presenter today. So we're going to talk once again about education. As you know, each week we do a different segment, so we're back to education. And so without further ado, I'm going to bring on our brother, Brother James Ben.
Assalamu alaikum, family.
Wa alaikum salam.
So I understand that, and I'm going to share my screen in a second, Sister Marcia, and I'm truly appreciative of you helping me to get on this morning and facilitating this. As I'm starting to share my screen, I want to make sure that I confirm there are some people that can see this via Zoom, and there's some people that's calling in over the phone.
Correct.
Am I correct? Okay. All right.
Yeah. So if you can just describe some of what's on the screen for them, that would be helpful.
Excellent. Alhamdulillah. All right, so what I'm going to do now is currently go to work to share my screen. And I didn't get a chance to say who I was and where I was from, so I will do that now. I'm Brother James Spence, and I'm originally a North Carolinian. Well, my parents are North Carolinians. I was born and raised in Virginia, and in my bio, you see that I moved to the D.C. metro area in 2014. And so I am representing the Masjid Muhammad community in Washington, D.C., as we pray in the leadership of Imam Talib Sharif and a huge community of believers there that has helped welcome me in the last 10 to 11 years. And the has helped me grow in the deen. Alhamdulillah. And I thank Allah for that. So I need to get a thumbs up if people can, who are watching, can see my screen. Come on, Brother Imam. Thank you.
So we can see your screen.
Yes. All right. And I recognize that you can hear me okay. If there's any time that you cannot hear me, or there's some type of static, I'll come off the headphones that I'm using in order to be a little bit more clear. And so, you know, there's an ancient African custom that we don't start anything until we have the well wishes of the elders, and they want and are ready for us to speed this along. So I will not and cannot start, and I see Brother Imam smiling there, until I get that go-ahead. So community of elders, do I have your permission to start? All right, Alhamdulillah, thank you. And so, first of all, I want to say that.
Brother James, before you get started, if you can come off the headphones, that probably is going to be better for us because it is a little bit staticky.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
1 second. Okay, I want to test my sound now. Can you hear me?
Wonderful.
All right, excellent. Thank you. And so what I wanted to say was I really am appreciative of the opportunity to share, and I'm honored, I think, Allah, to be invited to share. A lot of times as we reflect, you don't know if you have the capacity or the longevity of information to come amongst your peers, especially people who've been in this space amongst believers for longer than you have been. And so I do not take this invitation lightly. I'm extremely honored, and I'm extremely honored to sit and talk as a representative of a greater community of educators in the Washington, D.C. area in Master Muhammad with the Youth Weekend School. And so there's probably many more people within our Clara Muhammad Youth Weekend School that could better articulate what we're doing as far as our Youth Weekend School is concerned, and as far as where we're headed into the future of having our full day school in Washington, D.C. under the Clara Muhammad School System. And so I do not take it lightly that I am representing a group that has done this, and I'll share it with you in a minute for a great amount of time and at a great proficiency. And so I just want to start by saying that Study Out Islam has extremely helped me throughout the last 2-3 years in increasing my knowledge and increasing my deen. So thank you. So let's get started. So we had to answer the prompt, how do Islamic schools support families in the effort to provide students the tools they need to understand the Quran and Sunnah of the Prophet Muhammad and apply these teaching in their daily lives? And so taking that prompt from Sister Fitra and the community of Study Out Islam, myself and the community of educators, you know, we wanted to present what it is, what it means to be, and what are the outcomes as it applies to a Clara Muhammad Youth Weekend School. And so before I start, I, you know, always like to give honor and grace to Allah. So with Allah's name, the merciful benefactor, the merciful redeemer, oh Allah, I cannot manage this life myself. Without you, please make my life what you want it to be, what you prefer it to be. Do not allow me to act on my own. Help me act only in obedience to you, Allah. We hear and we obey. Forgive us. We are asking for a forgiveness. Ameen. So the educational journey in Washington, D.C., an Islamic journey. And so many of you all on this call, I'm preaching to the choir, as my grandmother used to say. You are familiar with the University of Islam. And I know I've been on this Study Out Islam this year and heard many references to the legacy and the long legacy that is extended from our dear Sister Clara Muhammad and up into what we have now all across the country and even overseas, over the waters, as it applies to Islamic education. So what in this slide, what we're presenting for those who may not be able to see is we're presenting a chronological legacy of what it is to have Islamic education amongst our community. And it first starts with the University of Islam in 1960, 1975. There are some dates here that may, with some of the chronological knowledge dates that you have, please, it is all me, it is not Allah, and I will work to get better in that. And then we have the Clara Muhammad schools that we generally have from in D.C. area, 1999 to 2010. Right around 2010,
We have different ideations of the weekend schools at different locations within the Washington, D.C. metro area. And currently, we are most proud to now come upon nearly 10 years of what we currently are doing with the Claire Muhammad Youth Weekend School. So for 2014 to now, this is where we are and this is where we're headed. So for those who can see the screen, you will see a building that is on Martin Luther King. And it would have looked like this probably about 2 years ago. And it's the former Claire Muhammad School building, which also served as at a time as the Islamic Museum in Washington, D.C. And it was a building that's been there steadfast in the community, serving the community, not just believers within the deen, but it also served the residents in Washington, D.C. area with various types of services from education, tutoring, food services, educational, social, emotional resource services. What you see on the right of it, and to give description to those who may be on the phone, is what we're proud of in our community coming and grand opening within the 2024 school year is the Clara on MLK. And this is a mixed usage residential business facility that is opening up within our community, for our community, and by our community. So we're very proud to continue the legacy from the Clara Muhammad School now to business and social operations in order to support Washington, D.C. residents and to specifically also support many of our own elders who will be living in this Clara residential facility. So as a representative of the board of the Masjid Muhammad, it has been my extreme pleasure to be able to be a part of this, even in a minimal state. But we're extremely proud of what we're doing and where we're going. So just want to describe where we were and where we're headed. Any great organization, we need to be able to define why we're here and what we believe in. So our mission, and I'll read it to those who are listening, our mission in Washington, D.C. area with our Youth Weekend School is to cultivate an appreciation and love for Allah, al-Islam, and our Islamic lifestyle. We want to provide instruction in the fundamental beliefs of al-Islam and their practical application in the students' lives. We want to cultivate in our children an appreciation for human excellence, organization, and scholarship. We want to provide an Islamic environment that helps promote healthy social interactions between young believers, parents, and the community. Our vision is that every young person will be connected to the community life and be inspired to build community life for future generations. As we were talking around this, Sister Katara, who's on the line and who's a great impact, and she will probably tell you we're all great impacts because she's just genuinely huge. She has a genuine spirit of humility in working for our community. She'll tell you that the word legacy kept coming up in our conversations. And she wanted to merge the generations in order to prepare and form for the future. And we have a goal of, like I said, engaging the community in programming, exemplifying Quranic principles and the life example of Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and the tafsir of Imam Waqf Din Muhammad. Now, for the sake of transparency, I'm going to say that I almost left this slide out of here. And there, our dear sister, Katara, you know, I thought, you know, she was going to really get on me. She said, we have to have the student slogan in here. And so I appreciate you, Sister Katara, for calling the brother out and making sure that we had this. Because it's really important. It's not about me, per se, directly or the adults, but we really want to grow our students. So they have a slogan. And they say this slogan every meeting, every class. And I know they say it in the beginning. I'm not sure if they say it in the beginning or the end. So I will quote the slogan. I probably won't do it as well as our young scholars, but I will quote it. I am an intelligent human being. I'm striving to be morally conscientious and upright, preparing to lead, contribute, and compete on a global level, guided by Allah through his creation, Holy Quran, and the life example of Prophet Muhammad. So that's the slogan that our students say to start off. And if you've been listening, right, you see some alignment in the student slogan, in the terminology. You see some alignment in the vision some of the same terminologies, and you see some alignment in our goals. So for the sake of this conversation today, we're going to really drill down on what it is from a standards operation of procedures at the Claire Muhammad School, Youth Weekend School in D.C. We're going to show some archival pictures of our students working and learning. We're going to talk around best practices, also lessons that we've learned throughout this journey. And we'll talk around, and I'll specifically dive into a reflection period for myself of why the Claire Muhammad Schools are a viable alternative option to the schools that are out there. Now, the whole goal in this is if there are entities in our audience here or people in our audience here that say, how could we start a school, Youth Weekend School, there may be some valuable information in here. If there are people who have had Youth Weekend Schools or are part of normal full-time day schools, hopefully we can see some alignment and we can also work together as we are doing with many schools across the nation even further. Right. And also, I guess a purpose for me would be if someone has something we can learn from them, we're willing and ready to open up our doors and our eyes and our minds to understand what's happening all across the country. I heard so many people come on and introduce themselves from East to West Coast, and we know we have some individuals that are also overseas, excuse me. All right, so I'm going to tell you right now, this is the highlight of the presentation. I'm praying a lot that it works, and Sister Marsha and I went over this before. So sit back, relax, and let's see what we have here.
I'm a little Muslim child, coming all over in my style. We are Muslim boys together. One day we'll be shaking this world. He gave me two eyes to see, with a brain to understand what I read. He gave me a nose to breathe. All my sins so good to me. Woo! I'm a little Muslim child. All over is my style. We are Muslim boys and girls. One day we'll be shifted.
You all, but I'm about to call the Academy. You know, that deserves an Emmy, a Grammy, something. It was just awesome. And for those of you all who are listening, what we showed was a montage. I think I'm getting the word correct. I got to get my video, audio video people to tell me, of our students from our Youth Weekend School. And in our hybrid model, you know, we all understand that we went through pandemic. We had to do a lot of things differently and we utilized technology. And so what our school was able to do and our staff was able to have students videotape themselves, and we meshed it up against Imam Wilmo Siddiqui's song. And they did an awesome job. And if you could just see it, they were dancing, and you know, they were smiling, and they really owned it. And that's the type of authentic education and project-based learning that we do in order to incorporate things like audiovisual, STEM, creative expressions, theatrics. And you even saw a little brother that went into falsetto, right? All right, so I'm going to push on. But I wanted to make sure we show that to you all. All right. Not again. All right, here we go. And so what I'm showing on this screen is that we have 11 men in Shura, and our Shura team is comprised of Islamic facilitator, Arabic facilitator, youth leadership, specials facilitator. And what we mean by specials means we mean those alternatives and supplemental programs that may come like art and theater and things like that. Youth representative, a parent coordinator, a finance coordinator, volunteer coordinator, curriculum coordinator, tech support. And so just to kind of describe all those terminologies is it's a village, and it's the village approach that we're using. Thank you. I had to move my people around. I couldn't see my slide. So we are currently partnering, there's a typo here, with the community, with parents to raise Khalifas. I apologize for the typo for those who can see the screen. And what I'm essentially saying is the school is partnering with the community and with the parents in order to help them raise Khalifas. Our weekend school model is on Sundays from 1 to 3:30. It is a hybrid model, so you don't have to be in person in order to participate. And we have a creation-inspired Ascension of the Soul framework. Right now, we're servicing a total of approximately 27 students, ranges from ages 4 to 17. They're broken down into communities, with the Adam community is representing ages 5 and 6, the Yusuf community is representing ages 7 through 9, the Idris community is representing 10 through 12, and then our Musa community, which are teenagers from 13 to 17. A wonderful part of what we have here at our program is our Parent Shura support group, the UMI and ABI group. On this screen, for those you all can see, is our daily schedule. And so we start around 1 o'clock with opening salat in an opening circle, and that kind of helps to center us. We reflect on a Quranic verse, and then we'll recite the student slogan. We'll do that around 15 minutes, and then we'll jump into Islamic studies. Our Islamic studies serves about 30 minutes, then we'll jump into the Arabic studies, and that'll go from 1:45 to 2:25. And then we break out and we have a specials rotation. And that rotation may mean you have some leadership courses, you have art courses, you have creative exploration, and we have Sankofa. Right around 3 to 3:15, we have an accountability time of cleaning up to make sure our space is the way it was or better than we left it. And then we have our closing circle that rounds out from 3:15 to 3:30. And our closing circle will reflect and share on our day, and we'll sing the Claire Muhammad School song. So that's our daily schedule, running from about 1 to 3:30 on Sundays. So I'm sharing now some of the archival pictures, and for description purposes, what you'll see on the screen is our students participating in STEAM activities. You'll see them writing and scripting their Arabic. The Musa community, which is an older community, and we really like to push their expression and their reflection. What you see here is the students all smiling. They're on the floor and the masala, and they are sharing and really, I think in this, this looks like they're maybe reading some science notes. We probably can get better description later. But these are our teenagers. Now, for many of y'all who know our community, you know, you'll see that some individuals in this picture was a part of the Musa community some years back, but now at least one of them is an actual teacher. So we'll talk about best practices in a few and the importance of alumni connections. I'm sharing another picture here in our archive of pictures doing some dissecting. They have some mock human anatomy pieces, and there is a skeletal, and they're labeling the skeleton, and they're dissecting the human body through this mock piece. Hands-on, project-based, reflective learning. In this slide here, for description purposes, we're cooking. We're understanding the impact and the importance of nourishment and our students are getting hands-on experience with taking things from the garden and putting them into our bodies and making sure their nourishment. We have some partnerships with our own community garden, and so we look to explore those partnerships even within our own community. And they're in the kitchen in the masjid working there, and they have adult supervision. Thank you. Creative expressions is a part of this picture collage. And so you'll see some African-centered musical instruments students are participating in. Students are going through a reflective play in the middle. So we know the core subjects are very important, and we know it's the Quranic verses and memorization is very important. And so what we also want to do is have students be able to express themselves in their unique ways with singing, dance, acting. And so this is our creative expressions. The hard part about this particular conversation we're having here, family, is that, you know, we have 30 minutes. You know, this can honestly be a two-day workshop about what we're doing and also what we've observed other schools doing across the nation. So I apologize if it seems like I'm breezing through this, but I wanted to really get some of the hot topics and some of the best practices that we're doing. So thank you. I appreciate it. So this slide talks about best practices. So what we do here, and I spoke about this earlier, is there's an alignment. And you should start hearing some consistent language that we're using. And we establish intentional and aligned curriculum policies and lesson plans. We ensure parent communication is progressive. I see a hand that was raised. And we'll get to that question, I believe, Sister Marcia. I'm not understanding what the protocols are, but I see some hands raised. And we'll get to the question, I guess, afterwards. Am I correct?
Yes.
Okay. Ensure parent communication is progressive, consistent, and issued through various applications, such as a Google Classroom. Partnership culture. Parents are engaged in teaching development, teaching of materials and specials. And we invite the parents to come in and sit in. And we also often find that the parents get some indirect education also as they're sitting in with their students. So it's a bit strategic in order to build those partnerships. We want to ensure school sure is inclusive of a parent coordinator. That's one of the things that we found is very valuable. We incorporate family field trips. And another one of our best practices is inclusion of daily Quranic verses with reflection. We do that through a text community, and that's been happening since 2016. Other best practices we utilize in our school is a monthly newsletter. And for any of you all who would need to get this particular presentation, I have embedded the newsletter in here so you can get an example of what it is that we send out to our communities and our peers. And in the newsletter, you may see things like Islamic studies, creation exploration, a poetry nook, parent resources, and a theater section. One of the things I referenced earlier is the power in engaging and partnering with the alumni. And so we all know that there are many alumni from the Clare Muhammad schools in general, and also the Clare Muhammad Weekend School here in Washington, D.C., and we strategically push into those relationships. And what you'll see in Washington, D.C. is that our alumni come back and they are teachers or they are workshop presenters or they help out with fundraising or just being a part of our general board and community experience in general. You'll see some of them in the Boy Scouts, and they're doing dual exceptionalities within two different spaces in our community. And at the bottom of this best practices, you can take a look at a statement from our dear Imam Wafdi Muhammad. All right, so pushing on for the sake of time. Lessons learned. We learned that we have to exercise patience. We learned that it's pivotal to build and sustain legacy. We learned that it's important to preserve and archive CMS and CMYWS history. Clare Muhammad history. We learned that we need to incorporate social media and technology in a very strategic and accountable way. We learned that we should never underestimate the power of partnerships. And on this slide here, some of our partners are Boy Scouts, Science Tech to You, Sister Clare Muhammad Schools Memorial Education Foundation, and we want to reference Sister Shirley Muhammad May Allah be pleased with her, and may she rest in paradise and be accepted into paradise. Claire Muhammad Schools Consortium, Claire Muhammad Schools Nationwide, and Bermuda. And I know there are some people on this call who are part of the consortium and part of the nationwide conversations around Claire Muhammad Schools and where it's growing. And on this slide, some of the partners that I just mentioned are on this slide here. We have interfaith initiatives, and we also have partnerships with Howard University Muslim Student Association. We've done interfaith. We have interfaith relationships with Hill Harvna, some of our Jewish brothers and sisters. We have created a unity quilt with several other communities of faith. And we have had our students to participate in scholarship opportunities with other believers, Abrahamic believers, in the manner of thousands of dollars. So we want to make sure that we're building well-rounded students, and we want to make sure they're having experiences within our community, but also being global leaders outside of the community. So really quickly, I am in the public school setting. I'm a school principal, and I wanted to put this in here because I wanted to talk around what is the gap in public schools. And that gap means an opportunity for what we're already doing in Claire Muhammad Schools and Youth Weekend Schools, and what I have observed around the Claire Muhammad Schools across the nation in the conversation with the consortium. We know in public schools there is not a direct Islamic education track or focus. And so with our Claire Muhammad Schools and Claire Muhammad Youth Weekend Schools, the value of those is we do cultivate the appreciation of Islamic life and lifestyle and education. We do have an emphasis on Quran and Prophet Muhammad, peace be upon him, and Salah. We do have an emphasis on Arabic studies. What we do see is a gap in public education, and maybe not in all public education, but we do see generally a gap in culturally responsive teaching. And so what I have noticed and what we're doing is we do have differentiated approaches to meeting our students' needs. We are utilizing students' cultural lived experiences in order to form instruction and to expand on curriculum. And we do have an equity focus that is aligned to our beliefs and our Quranic references. Project-based learning. Now, in public schools, project-based learning is a growing practice. However, we've been doing project-based learning. It is not growing. It has been there. And so we do have hands-on experiential research and learning practices. We do have self and peer reflection and assessment. We do have an emphasis on ecological and environmental stewardship. And we do have international art showcases, which builds upon the project-based learning reflection and continuing drafting approaches. And we reinforce the foundation and executive functioning skills in our students, the organization, the being able to speak out in public, the being able to share their experiences, drafting, revisions. All these things are embedded in our Youth Weekend School, and we continually have the growth mindset to continue to grow in this. So not saying that we are the best experience and not saying ours should be the model, but we have seen some proficiency. The evidence is that we have a growing population each year. Our population is growing, our curriculum is growing, and our adults are growing. And so we are a viable alternative, and this energy is shifting now to us having some real conversations around what could it look like and how could we create a plan for a full school, full-day school, that is a viable and valuable alternative option to what's out there in the public space. So I don't want to speak against what's happening by the way I receive my paycheck. However, I will say that, you know, we do have a push to want to have our own schools, and not just in Washington, D.C., but modeling what we're seeing in other states where they have full-day schools. And many of you all are part of those, so I'm preaching to the choir. I know we're coming upon time, and I want to respect everyone's time, and I appreciate the offering to come. So these last couple slides, just want to give credit and acknowledgement to the people that do the work, the hard work, in making sure our students are becoming global competitive citizens under our Islamic deen and practices. And so on this slide, you'll see some people. I'll shout their names out for those who are listening. Sister Sadara Neal, Sister Ruul Kashif. I mean, Brother Ruul Kashif, I apologize. Sister Bathsheba Philpott. Sister Casey Martin, Sister Sharon Abdullah, Brother Todd Threats, Brother Jabril Kashif, Sister Saraya Mufi Hassan, Sister Katara Leem, who is our curriculum coordinator. I'm going to shout her out. She would be in a public school setting, the principal, the CEO, the person that makes the things happen with assurance. You want to make sure I say that with the entire population of Gwinnett. So much appreciation and love to you, dear sister, for supporting me and my position as being Director of Education on the Master's Board. Imam Yusuf Saleem is not on this slide, but I could not go any further without making sure that I acknowledge his legacy impact and his current impact on the education within our community and within the education in the community nationally and internationally. I've learned so much from the dear brother in 11 years, and he doesn't know I just sit back and watch him, and I take notes mentally, but I appreciate it. And also Brother Imam Talib Sharif and Sister Fitra. So Arabic team, we have Arabic team and Islamic studies teams. And on this slide, you'll see a number of people that are a part of that. Many of those people I've already mentioned in the last couple of slides because they have dual roles. And this is volunteer. I just want to let you all know these people are giving their time, they're giving their energy, they're giving their love. There are a couple stipends that we have to give out. And we thank this with a part, we're thankful for the partnership with the board in order to be a part of that budget line item and the volunteers who give towards our school. But these people that you may see on the screen, they are giving their time and their love, and we are so appreciative. And so these are some of the same names. I think Sister Suhaila Bryant is one I didn't call, who's a part of the Arabic team. And Baina and Issa Bagayoko, I hope I'm saying it correctly. I apologize if I misspelled it or mispronounced it. They are part of our Musa team, so I didn't get able to shout them out. Shabab Siddiqui is a part of our Islamic studies team with the Musa team. And so I want to give them a shout out. And Sister Casey Martin, who we all know probably on this screen, is a very talented sister. Is part of our specials team's facility coordinator. And Zainab Ababas is creative exploration. I know I am rushing through this and speeding through this, but I want to make sure that I'm adhering to the protocols of this presentation. And I have seen a couple hands go up. And so, yeah, so I don't have a awesome exit speech. I just want to say this is I'm really appreciative of the opportunity to speak on behalf of the community and on behalf of our Claire Muhammad Youth Weekend School. We're really growing. And from my own reflection, I'm utilizing some of the things that we're doing in the Claire Muhammad Youth Weekend School and pushing them into my public school that I'm a principal of, so you know it's working. Thank you all. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, Brother James. I know Sister Katara is on the line. I'd like to give her an opportunity to comment if she would like to. We appreciate the presentation that you've made. Sister Katara, you could take yourself off of mute if you'd like to comment on the school. The weekend school and the work that's being done. I know you've been with the school from the inception, and so I do want to give you a moment to make a comment. Sister Katara, are you with us?
I am. Assalamu alaikum, and I'm a kindergarten teacher. I can't take a moment, so that would be very dangerous. I just want to say, Brother James, alhamdulillah, you did us proud. I think one of the starters that was really her baby when we did this particular ideation of the school. Sister Farah, inshallah, you're on. If you'd like to give a quick shout out, we have parents that have, we grabbed Sister Malika, inshallah, she's on. She came in, and next thing you know, she does the Quranic reflections for us in the morning. It's just a bubbly beehive, all right, thinking of the analogy of bees, of activity that we do. So do I have permission just to ask Sister Farah to say maybe a quick word, Sister Malika, and any of, I see Bathsheba is on. I mean, we just, Allah has blessed our community, and I mean the great community of Imam W.G. Muhammad, with clear guidance through his tafsir, the Quran, and the life example of all our prophets. Brothers and sisters, we can do this, and we do it as a family, and we trust in each other, we work it out. And we come to consensus, that for sure is, no big I, little U. And it's just, it's a beautiful thing when it's working. So if we could, Sister Farah, would you like to just hop in and ask me? I see Bathsheba, I see Sister Malika, and I think there are probably others just That's just what I see here.
So I do see this the Sheila. I just allow her to unmute if she
if she
wants to. You were calling out names so quickly. I was trying to find them on here because
I'm sorry.
Off of mute. But no, that's fine, Katara. Absolutely, we acknowledge your request. And so if those people would like to say something, just raise your hand, and that'll make it easier for me to take you off. But I also just wanted to thank Brother James for coming on and presenting today, right? One of the things that I had mentioned in one of the earlier education series is that this gives us a model, right? And so for all of the schools that are doing, that are functioning around our country, when you come in this space and you present, it gives others a model to work from. Sometimes we are slower to start or discouraged to start because we don't know where to start. And so if you show us something, we're like, ooh, I can use that, and ooh, I can take this, and I can sort of put it all together, and now we have something. And then the other thing I just wanted to say is that I appreciate the fact that, excuse me, that we're elevating the conversation. Oh, gosh. I think I got it. That's
okay.
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 Yes. So I think that I appreciate the elevation of the conversation, right? We use terms like best practice, right? We use terms like project-based learning and all of those different education models that sometimes our children are used to hearing, right, in the public sector. And then they come to us and it's something different and it feels weird and it feels different. But if we elevate the conversation, then we're now doing something they're familiar with. So let's see, I do have some hands raised. Let's see who we can get to. I have Brother Michael Humming. I'm going to go to the Zoom user first because that person was first. That may be one of your team members. Waalaikum salam.
Yes, I'm Sadara Neal, the Islamic Studies Facilitator and the Islamic Studies Teacher of the Adam Community at the Claire Muhammad UC School. And I wanted to just backpack off of Brother Jay. He showed a slide in one of the slides with the Musa community. And he mentioned that one of the brothers in that community in the Masjid had come back as an alumni and is now a teacher. And he is. His name is Issa Kashif, and she is our Arabic teacher for the Adams community, and he does an exemplary job. He is in college, and he comes and volunteers every Sunday to teach our young 5 and 6 year olds Arabic. And he has them not only learning the Arabic alphabet, but doing the beginning, middle, and end to learn how to connect the alphabet to create words. So it's a alhamdulillah. And he also helped in Master Muhammad as the communications person for our Juma, for our live stream on Juma. So you see how it's a full circle. He grew up there, he's come around. His parents, he's the third generation Muslim. His father is the Arabic facilitator at our school as well. So I just wanted to make that shout out, alhamdulillah.
Do we have any questions in the chat, Asha? Thank you.
So I did see a question earlier on about Sankofa, but I thought Sister Katara tackled that. But we'll just ask it for anyone who didn't see what was in the chat. So someone did ask what happened with Sankofa.
Sankofa is African American history.
Thank you for that.
You're welcome.
I don't think I see any other questions, just a bunch of alhamdulillahs for this presentation.
And just very quickly, we're very purposely have an intergenerational push. Our youngest Arabic teacher is 15, and it's wonderful because each generation brings a perspective to the table so we can get the whole picture and begin to do programming that appeals to the different generations. And that's one thing moving forward with your school, to have it's been worked very well for us to have parents and the young people involved in decisions.
So I do see one hand raised. We'll take that question, and then we're going to move to closing out. So, brother, let me find you. Okay, let's get you unmuted. Brother Michael Hameen.
Salaam alaikum.
There we go.
Salaam.
I want to just add alhamdulillah to the chorus, and I'm thankful to study al-Islam, and Brother James, you're presenting to us the idea of best practices. I think we are moving with the focus that Imam Muhammad gave us in terms of language environment, and I'm very happy to see this addition of best practices and this presentation to aid in this focus. I thank you for what you're doing, and I guess it's more of a comment than a question. The awareness that we've got in terms of structuring ourselves for better production and for better a healthier climate. And I appreciate those of you like Brother James that are coming forward to aid and to let us see that the dynamic of the earlier leadership model is changing. Institutional leadership, and I appreciate you all. Thank you.
With that statement, thank you very much. I want to ask Brother James, I know that during COVID, classes were virtual, but they're in person now. Is that correct, Brother James?
That is correct. They are in
person. So are any of the classes still virtual that the community can participate, and is there any plans to make any of the classes virtual?
So yes, we do have a hybrid model that is optional. There's an option for those who need to come on virtually. And Sister Katara and I will talk most recently about what are our next steps in order to be more inclusive of our population of people who are in the general DC metro area, so maybe not directly in DC, and those who still may want to join from other states. So
that would be when you talk about in the immediate area, that would be DC, Maryland, and Virginia, those areas there that may need classes for their young people and can't come in person.
That is correct. We've done some surveying, both from a individual perspective, myself and the sister, and we're going to release a survey pretty soon. That's going to be more of a collective effort to go out into the entire community about how we can better serve. And so data is a big part of it. Like, we didn't use that terminology in this session, but without saying that data is very much part of meeting your mission and your vision. So to answer your question, yes, we're trying to look at what the need is and then determine what are the next steps to ensure to develop it, a solution for those needs.
And because I'm a big proponent on socialization, and of course we need socialization, is there any conversation going on between directors of weekend schools to see where there are classes that are being offered that perhaps are not being offered maybe in D.C. but might be offered in Philadelphia, where there's any partnerships and collaborations between our students so that they can get to know each other? You know, we have conferences and we have, different events that we can attend, but many of our children don't know each other from one state to another. Is that a consideration?
What we have tried in the past is, recently, is that we have a Ramadan art festival. And we've opened it up to any weekend school, and then we included Bermuda. And we had 4 schools participating last year. From that, we had a very interesting conversation with the Imam Sahir, and he started a Facebook group connecting weekend schools, because weekend schools have a unique place. We don't, we're not full-time school, so what we do is very unique in what we do. And some of us have gotten together and talked about that. I know Sister Tawhida from the Chicago is very interested, and it came out of the Mosque Cares effort that we did where we tried to pull schools together for our young people to meet, you know, is to build that out. We've had some challenges in D.C. with the hybrid model, but our young minds are working on it, and certainly it's something that we need to continue to look at and see what we can do. It's definitely needed, definitely.
Well, let me just say this, and then we're going to close out if we have no other questions, because Marsha is still out of time to be grateful, and I appreciate her because I'm on the road back to D.C. But plan where there's a classes that may not be offered in cities, because a lot of cities have really strong weekend schools, but you all may be offering different classes. We may be offering some classes that, you know, NORC may not be offering, but if there is ever a collaborative effort where our children on a national level can participate, I definitely want to make sure you're back on Saudi al-Islam to let us know about that, because our children need to know each other across all city and state lines.
And we did have very successful, initially very successful program with one of our former CMS students that taught dance. And it didn't catch on the way that we wanted to, but I think Sister Malika, if she's still on, her great-granddaughter participated, and she absolutely loved it. And that is a format, and that's a class that could be offered to anyone, anywhere. Well, we can do this. We're family. We figure it out. We sit down and say, this is what we need, so this is what
exactly.
We do. This is not
exactly.
Rocket science, people. We can do this.
I just want to compliment you all on seeing the children smile, a laugh, and have a good time. You know, they don't have to not smile in order to learn Islam. It should come with a joy and not a burden for them. So I want to commend you, because I've been to some schools where the children never smile. They're reciting or whatever, and there's no reason for that. So congratulations on having a happy group. And with that, I'm going to turn it back over to Marsha and let her take it from here. Thank you again, Katara. Thank you, Brother James. And thank you to all of the staff, Farah, Bathsheba, to everyone who I'm not mentioning. We are most grateful for the work that you do in D.C. at Masjid Muhammad the Nation's Mosque. Thank you so much. Marsha, it's on you.
Okay. So again, thank you all for joining us. I just want to give you another reminder that Saudi al-Islam will be having its New Year's Eve community prayer that will take place on Saturday, December the 31st from 10 p.m. until 12 a.m. So we want you all to join us. Check out the newsletter for the link so that you can be connected with that. And with that said, I'm going to ask Brother Omar to come back in and close us out.
Adua, Rabbana, la tuzu kulubana bada ishadaitana, wahaplana minna duku rahman, innaka anta wahab. Our Lord, let not our hearts deviate now after thou hast guided us, but grant us mercy from thy own presence. For thou art the granters of bounties without measure.
Ameen. And I apologize for this, but I have to say that at the community New Year's Eve prayer, Imam Wazir will answer the question, why do we recite Al-Kahf? Why? What is the significance? And it will be followed by three young Hafizas in our community who will recite the entire surah of Al-Kahf. With that said, may Allah keep you all safe. And until next week, assalamu alaikum.
Bismillah Rahman Rahim, with Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. Ashadu an la ilaha illallah wahdahu la sharika lahu. Ashadu anna Muhammadan abduhu wa rasuluhu. We begin with Allah's name, most merciful benefactor, most merciful redeemer. I bear witness there is no God save Allah alone, and that there is nothing worthy of worship or praise except Almighty God, Allah. And I further bear witness that Muhammad, to whom the Quran was revealed, is indeed Almighty God's most humble servant and most noble and generous messenger. Alhamdulillah, we are grateful for the presenter this morning on Study Al-Islam, Brother James Smith. He's Education Director for Masjid Muhammad of Washington, D.C. Mr. James Spence is the principal of Dora Kennedy French Immersion Academy in Prince George's County, Maryland, and the author of Man About Progress, founder of Men About Progress, a mentoring organization for all at-risk males. At this time, if any of you have any statements to make or questions to ask, we ask that you press 1 on your phone before we end this broadcast of Study Al-Islam. We are grateful to those of you that join with us every Sunday for another edition of Study Al-Islam here on American Muslim 360. It is hosted by yours truly, Kareem Hamid. Praise be to Allah. There will be various presenters from around the nation. Sister Fitra Muhammad of the Nation's Mosque, Washington, D.C., is the executive director. So, alhamdulillah, we are grateful to those of you that tune in to Study of Islam each and every Sunday to hear the wonderful presentations offered by Muslims that are actually active and doing the work. Praise be to Allah. If there are no statements or questions, I want to end this broadcast customarily with Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all. May we purify our intentions, keep our hearts right, remain regardful of Almighty God Allah, and be grateful, and let us be thankful. I bring you now the voice of Abdul Rahman Hatim. We got to be thankful. Alhamdulillah.
Early in the morning, seeing a friend, Seven's fresh fruit coffee as I stumble down the stairs. Tiptoe by the bedroom where my children used to sleep. 25 years later, I still pray my Lord their souls to keep. Grab my keys, grab my hat, and I head on out the door. Crank up my old pickup truck, and off the work I go. But I gotta be alright,
gotta be alright,
the best that I can. Try and make a difference, cause that's just who I am. I've gotta be strong,
gotta be strong,
and little helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful,
gotta be
grateful for my life, and all the things he's given me that make my life my life. For the warm rays of sunshine, the stars that light the night, friends that last forever, and my children and my wife. Now there's a little boy, he lives down the street, who wants to grow to be a man. But life is rough and the streets are tough, and he tries to understand. He say, "Miss, can you help me? Can you lend a helping hand? Tell me me why the life's so rough. Can you help me understand? Well, I think about the days gone by and the things my daddy said, and the wisdom that he shared with me still lingers in my head. He said, you gotta be alright.
Gotta be alright.
You gotta do the best that you can. Try and make a difference. And any way you can, you gotta be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But you gotta be thankful.
Gotta be thankful.
You gotta be grateful for your life and all the things he's given you that makes your life your life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and your children and your wife. Go back to Cubs and I sing the day's last prayer, asking for his blessing for people everywhere, and our sons and daughters who fight in foreign lands, trying to make a difference for their fellow. But they gotta be alright.
Gotta be right.
They gotta do the best that they can. Try to make a difference. Any way they can, they've got to be strong.
Gotta be strong.
And lend a helping hand along the way. Try and make a difference each and every single day. But they gotta be thankful.
They gotta be grateful
for their lives and all the things he's given them that make their life their life. For the warm rays of sunshine and the stars that light the night, and friends that last forever, and their children and their wives. Yeah, they gotta be thankful.
I would like to invite you to tune back into America Muslim 360 at 4 p.m. Eastern Standard Time for the broadcast of Keeping It Real, Talk About It, hosted by Lou Princess Aziz. And following that excellent broadcast, we ask you to stay tuned for the contemplations of
Imam Wadid Uddin Muhammad, which begins at 5 p.m. Eastern Standard Time here on America Muslim 360. We came to you with the greetings of peace. We leave you with the greetings of peace in the Quranic Arabic language of Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. May the peace, mercy, and blessings of Almighty God be upon you and upon us all.